In 2010, UW-Stout banned tobacco, but not e-cigarettes. Doug Mill is communications director at UW-Stout.
Even if we had decided to pursue something, it would be held in abeyance until the students had their say in April. So we're pretty much in limbo on this issue right now.
E-cigarettes are banned at UW-River Falls. It declared the campus tobacco-free in July. Blake Fry is special assistant to the chancellor. He says the decision to ban e-cigarettes was influenced in part by the lack of data on long-term health effects of inhaling nicotine vapor from the battery-operated device.
We really don't know what's in the vapor. There's a lot of disagreement into what exactly is contained in there. Another concern is that it's being marketed in some ways as a cessation tool, and it's not. And finally, a lot of them are being used to smoke marijuana.
Students initiated the smoking bans at both universities. UW-Stout's Doug Mell says compliance is getting better.
Do we have people who still choose to use tobacco products on campus in violation of policy? Sure we do. But over the years, we've seen compliance increase.
In Wisconsin, 16 colleges and universities have smoke-free policies, both indoors and out. Shemay Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.